The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my Substack at rabbischneeweiss.substack.com and on my blog at kolasridim.blogspot.com on March 29th, 2023. And the article is entitled Tzav, Korban Toda, Thanking God with a Chametz and Matzah Party. Tzav introduces the laws of the Korban Toda, Thanksgiving offering. Rashi, on Vayikra 7, 12 through 13, explains that unlike a nadava, a voluntary offering, which can be brought for any reason, a toda is brought specifically, quote, on a miracle that was done for a person, such as one who made a sea voyage, or traveled through the wilderness, or had been imprisoned, or who had been sick and was healed, end quote. The written Torah outlines the components of this toda. Quote, from Vayikra 7, 11 through 13, this is the law of the peace sacrifice that one may offer to Hashem. If he shall offer it for thanksgiving, he shall offer his thanksgiving sacrifice with matzah loaves mixed with oil, matzah wafers smeared with oil, and loaves of fine flour fried with oil. This, together with loaves of chametz bread, he shall offer his peace sacrifice of thanksgiving. End quote. The Oral Torah states that l'chatchila, ideally, one is obligated to bring a total of 40 loaves of bread, 10 matzah loaves, chalos, baked in an oven, 10 matzah wafers, rakikin, 10 oil-fried matzah loaves, revuchos, and 10 loaves of chametz bread. And that is codified in the Rambam's Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanos, chapter 9, halachos 17 through 22. These menachos, meal offerings, in addition to the sheep, goat, or calf, which is the principal sacrifice, must be consumed in less than 24 hours, by the end of the night following the day that the korban was brought, and rabbinically by midnight. There are three anomalies in the Korban Toda which require explanation. First, why so much bread? Second, why is chametz brought along with the matzos? All other menachos must be in the form of matzah and are prohibited to be brought as chametz, as we learn in last week's Parsha, in Vayikra 2:11. The only two exceptions to this rule are the Korban Toda of an individual and the communal shtei halechem, two loaves offered on Shavuos. Third, why must the entire Toda, the meat plus the 40 loaves, be consumed by no later than that night, whereas other peace offerings can be consumed over the longer span of 2 days with the intervening night? Sforno's commentary on Vayikra 7:11 addresses all three anomalies. Quote, if peace offerings are brought on account of thanksgiving, they should be accompanied by bread, which includes a type of chametz. For indeed, the cause of the danger which the bringer experienced on which he is now giving thanks is the leaven in the dough, i.e. the Yetzer Hara. See Brachos 17a. Nevertheless, the matzah varieties outnumber the chametz varieties. With so much bread, the miracle will be publicized to the many who partake. Everything must be eaten within the time frame of kachim kalim, offerings of lesser sanctity, of a night and a day, as opposed to regular peace offerings, which are not brought for Thanksgiving, which have a time limit of 2 days and one night. End quote from the Sforno. Because Chazal likened the Yetzer Hara to leavening in the dough, the chametz loaves will remind the one who brings the Korban Toda of an easy-to-overlook aspect of gratitude. As one of the Sforno's students wrote in the Shiri Rav Ovadia Sforno on Vayikra 7:11-17, quote, that his Yetzer Hara overpowered him to the point where he would have been endangered were it not for the miracle, end quote. This sentiment is paralleled in the text of Birkas HaGomel, which is publicly recited by a person who was saved from one of the aforementioned life-threatening predicaments. Quote, blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who bestows goodness to the liable, who has bestowed every goodness upon me, end quote. The requirement of bringing and eating 40 loaves in a short time frame compels the bringer of the Korban Toda to invite a large number of people to partake, thereby providing a larger audience for his public declaration of gratitude to Hashem for his miraculous salvation. Although we are currently unable to bring a Korban Toda, we can still make a Seudas Hoda'ah, a meal of thanksgiving, to express our gratitude to Hashem. Based on the ideas elucidated here, it behooves us to make it a big meal with lots of people and to publicly acknowledge or at least allude to the role that our own Yetzer Hara played in bringing about the calamity from which we were delivered. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbischneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at matt-schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are mattschneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers.
readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.